is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A Turkish court has freed American pastor Andrew Brunson, ending a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges, allegations that Washington called baseless. U.S. military is flying Brunson to Germany for a medical evaluation and then continuing on to the United States later today. President Trump says Brunson is likely to fly to D.C., and he will be visiting the White House. President Trump says he takes the disappearance of a missing Saudi journalist and critics seriously. AP's Warren Levinson reporting.
Stephen Cook, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the president's diffident approach to the Khashoggi case is different from what previous presidents might take.
I would imagine that under a different presidency, we would have had serious offers of FBI assistance.
But in effective terms, maybe not all that different.
Historically, the U.S.-Saudi relationship has never been disrupted over a single individual.
Trump says he wants to know what happened to the dissident Washington Post writer, but not at the expense of upsetting arms sales to Saudi Arabia.
United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo tested positive for Ebola, first such incident during the current outbreak. News came after health officials warned a rate of new Ebola cases, especially in the town of Beni. Tarek Yazarevich is with the World Health Organization.
So this really indicates the shift where the epicenter of outbreak is from Mangina to the city of Beni that basically has seen three quarters of all cases in past weeks.
The death toll now standing at 125 out of 201 reported cases. This is VOA News. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has condemned Saudi Arabia's involvement in Yemen's ongoing civil war, which has killed and injured many children, left thousands malnourished and hungry. Saudi Arabia is one of six countries the experts looked at in regard to the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Given the ongoing conflict in Yemen, the 18-member Committee on the Rights of the Child agrees it was always going to be difficult to have a discussion with Saudi Arabia about the kingdom's involvement in the war. The United Nations calls the war in Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. The UN reports around 1,300 children have been killed and an equal number injured by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen since war started in March 2015. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Philippines has been elected to the United Nations Human Rights Council, boosting President Rodrigo Duterte's reputation after 2 years of criticism against hitman-style killings in his country and its crackdown on illegal drugs. The rights group opposed the country's bid, saying it has no business joining the council, which calls out rights abuses. Search and rescue teams have found at least one body in Mexico Beach, Florida, a community virtually obliterated by Hurricane Michael earlier this week when it came on shore in the southern U.S. Death toll now at 13, not counting any victims in Mexico Beach. Michael traveled across the southeastern U.S. and back out into the Atlantic. And across the Atlantic, Hurricane Leslie expected to bring heavy rain as well as dangerous winds and surf to parts of Portugal and Spain. The Atlantic hurricane season ends next month. Less than 4 weeks before U.S. congressional midterm elections, the bitter confirmation battle over Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh has galvanized activists in both major political parties. That story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
After a bitter confirmation battle, the swearing-in of Justice Kavanaugh was a political victory for President Trump.
On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure.
I'm here today to tell the truth.
Kavanaugh was confirmed despite allegations of sexual misconduct that he denied. And now the president is using Kavanaugh to mobilize Republican voters for the midterms. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.